Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Summer is so sexy. The warm summer breeze caresses your skin, the days are longer, and we're all wearing fewer clothes. So it is the perfect time to ignite the passion in your relationship and really enjoy the increased intimacy that comes with the season. Well, luckily, Promescent, the trusted brand for enhancing intimacy for both him and her, has the perfect solutions to make this summer sizzle. For him, the Promescent Delay Spray is a game changer. You just put a few sprays on your penis before sex and you'll be able to last up to 65% longer in bed. Say goodbye to those premature endings and hello to extended pleasure. It's like a secret weapon to keep the party going all night long. And for her, the Promescent Warming Arousal Gel is the key to unlocking new sensations. It's a paraben and hormone-free formula, and it stimulates blood flow on the clitoris. So you just rub it on a few minutes before sex, and it provides this tingling, buzzing, and warming sensation to her most sensitive areas. And that just leads to more arousal and more intense orgasms. Visit Promescent.com/Emily for 15% off your purchase. You get free shipping, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and discreet delivery. That's Promescent.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for 15% off your purchase. Promescent is your one-stop shop for making this summer unforgettable.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hello, you're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex relationships and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. And you can listen to our podcasts, see our videos, blogs, polls, all that fun stuff. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show and for being here with us today and for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. We totally appreciate it, and we love you. So thanks, everyone, for signing up. It's 15 cents a day, and we give you sex advice like that. Sex, relationship advice. We answer your emails right away. There's lots of perks. You get free Fire TV, F-Y-R-E-TV, where you can watch 30 minutes of free porn.
Which is awesome. Always good.
Hi, Menace. You're back.
Hi.
I missed you so
how you
much.
Doing? What's going on?
I cried.
How much did you miss me?
I missed you so much. It hurt in my like deep in my heart, which is kind of closed off sometimes. You've accessed a part of my heart that was really sad.
Oh, that's good to hear. I missed you too. From the times I wasn't drunk and could remember things.
But you messed up the whole time and working?
I don't drink and work. So there was 2 days before, actually 3 days before, of just drinking and partying.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the work day.
Right. And then you sobered up. You were at the VMAs.
I was at the VMAs. It was amazing. I did the red carpet first, where you know you do all the interviews and stuff like that, and then I went inside into the show, and I went on to mtv.com later just to see how it looked.
Yeah.
And it, just being inside there is way more amazing.
Oh, I'm like, sure. I'm sure.
Even though
amazing.
Like there's a lot of cameras and everything, they don't capture everything. Like how awesome the show is. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's just, wow. That's amazing. So yeah. What was the best part? What was the highlight?
Some of the highlights were I got to see, you know, my favorite, the Jersey Shore, the crew.
How close? You were sitting really close to them?
Yeah, I was sitting in the 8th row.
Okay, so that's like, amazing.
All the stars are just walking by me. Anybody you can think of. Okay. You know, one of my highlights that I saw was Seth Rogen.
Oh,
yeah. I had a bunch of rappers next to me. I had Wiz Khalifa and I don't know how to explain it. Like, right. Katy Perry was just sitting, like, a couple rows in front right. of me and stuff
that's
like that.
That's so cool.
It was really
that's
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You got some good interviews and stuff?
Really good interviews.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where can we find them? Can we see them?
Yeah, just go to whitemenace.com.
Whitemenace.com.
Right. And then I was in the hotel and I was sitting and I was working on my laptop. And it was funny because this girl kept on running in front of me. I'm like, who the hell is this? And she was lost. And it was Selena Gomez, who is like a superstar right now because she's dating right. Justin Bieber. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Did you ask her if she needed help?
No, I just let her run around. It's cool. She had like 5 people following her, so she's okay. But it was a really good weekend.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I partied really hard on Saturday.
What'd you do? Did you have sex?
I did not have sex, okay. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because
you were too drunk.
I was too drunk. I woke up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Me and my friends, we go to this place now every time we visit L.A., and it's called Barney's Beanery.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. totally. Oh, my God. Original, that's where I stayed in L.A. all the time. My ex-boyfriend yeah. lives across the street from there.
Yeah,
I used to go there all the time.
The one in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
So go there all the time because that's Janis Joplin. She had her last meal there.
Right off La Cienega. Yeah.
She had her last meal there. Uh-huh. And Jim Morrison from The Doors got kicked out for peeing on the bar.
Uh-huh.
And it's an awesome place. So we started there.
I've partied there.
And then we go. Did you go to the Cabo Cantina?
I've been there, yeah. I stayed for 2 years. I was staying right there
yeah.
on the corner of La Cienega and Sunset.
Yeah, so we just
LA.
Got hammered. And
right.
then I forgot I had to go to semi-networking dinner. Like, just my friends that work for a company
right.
out there. And I just go to this dinner and I'm already like, hammered, but right. they loved it because
they loved yeah, the menace hammered. Who doesn't love when menace is hammered?
See this thing,
you're so fun.
Yeah, I'm not a dick. I hate people that
drunk,
just want
bad,
they,
ugly people. Like,
yeah, they just have
mean.
A like bad attitude. They
totally.
Just want to have fun. They just want to fight and all that stuff.
Right.
You're cutting me off before the funniest part, though.
I'm not cutting you off.
No. You're looking to give the wrap up sign, but I want to share this part with you because this was hilarious. Okay, we're over that. So my friends dropped me off from this dinner, and I realized my friends that I'm staying with, they went out, and I have 1% battery left on my phone. But me, I carry my charger with me. But here I am on Melrose in Los Angeles at night. Nothing is open, and I had to find a plug
okay.
to plug in my phone so I can call them to come get me. I walk 14 blocks. And I find this underground parking garage and I'm like super tired because I've been drinking all day.
Right.
And I found this plug, this outlet. I plugged it in and I was laying on the ground in an underground parking lot
somewhere
in Los Angeles while my phone charged.
Oh my God.
And then I got a hold of my friends and it was all good.
Couldn't you in 14 blocks like go into McDonald's or something?
Everything was closed. It was Melrose, like all the fancy stores.
What time
stores.
Was it? Late at night.
It was like past midnight.
Oh, okay.
There was nothing
You're
open.
Laying on the parking garage charging your phone.
Charging my phone.
On the dirty ground.
Yes.
I'm sorry I missed that. Did they come pick you up?
They did come pick
what
me up.
What hotel were you staying at?
No, I was staying at my friend's.
Oh, you're staying at your friend's.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said that you were all staying at the same hotel.
No.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I know it's not as much as a party as your weekend, though, which
yeah.
I've been waiting to hear about.
Yeah, we got to talk about my weekend. That's what we're going to get into. We're also going to do today's part 2 of What Makes a Guy Creepy. We're going to be talking about that. If you want to call in, our number is 415-992-7392. And you got it. We're not doing shows on Wednesdays, but we're doing free Fridays. So everyone has to tune in on Friday. And I will be talking a little bit now about my sex retreat that I went to all weekend. I also wanted to say, we'll be reading your emails today. And some topics of those emails include being adventurous in bed at a young age, sexual tension, and what to do when the condom breaks. Ooh. Ooh, Nakata breaks. Not good.
So tell me about this sex cult that you hung out with.
Okay. Well, it was friggin' intense. It was like, okay, so it started on Saturday, and it's with this organization called One Taste San Francisco, and you can go back and look at Nicole Dadone, who's the founder, was a guest on the show, and so you should totally check out the show that she was on, where this all unfolded. She runs this organization called One Taste, and they're known for their orgasmic meditation practice. So were you here when Nicole was here?
Yeah. Actually, I do. I do remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the stroking. So it's orgasmic meditation is where a guy strokes a woman's clitoris for 15 minutes. It's a very, like, disciplined practice. And then you have, like, this, or like, you don't actually, I mean, it's not like an orgasm, like your typical orgasm. It's more like this whole body sensation thing that could happen after you practice it for a while. And so, and I was just open. She's like, Emily, you should really come on one of our retreats. And that they're known as people, like, there's some negatives. People like, it's a cult, But I'm all down with meditation, as you know. I have done a lot of meditation. I've done a lot of Vipassana meditation, sitting meditation, whatever. So I can, like, go there. And I got there on Saturday morning. It was at this beautiful Nicole's home in Russian Hill in San Francisco, which is a beautiful neighborhood. And I walked in. There's a bunch of people there from One Taste and One Taste organization. And so the first thing is, it was literally right when I got there, they're like, okay, come downstairs with us right now. So it was me and the founder and the COO and a woman who works for One Taste and myself, and they're like, we want you to watch an oming practice. So I watched a woman lie down, take her pants off. You lie on the floor, and there's like it's a very certain way of you set it up. Like, there's pillows that go in certain places, and you lie in a blanket, and then the guy, like, leans over her, and then he strokes her using his index finger, and I'm like, this, like, 3 feet away. Like, Nicole was like, come closer, come closer. Like, I was staring at this woman's pussy, basically. Like, watching while this man stroked her. And she was having, like, these crazy, like, so there's just certain strokes that you do, part of this meditation practice. And once you become a male stroker, you have to be trained. Like, you can't just go in there and do it if you're bummed out about
it. I'm already
it.
Classically trained in that.
Right, madness. So people can train at One Taste, and so you have to be, like, a trained stroker. Like, there's all these different strokes that you do, and it's like, so Nicole was there kind of directing the guy who was the stroker, saying, okay, do this stroke, do that stroke, go down, do a meaty stroke, do an upstroke, do a downstroke, left stroke, do a sex stroke. Like, they have all these names. And this woman was totally just, like, getting wet. Like, you could see, like, oh, let me back up. So before she started, Nicole was pointing out to me, like, I want you to see, like, her legs are spread wide open. And she's like, okay, look at her labia majora, her labia minor, like, all the different parts of the vagina. And she's like, see, they're already swelling. Because the woman's vagina, when she gets aroused, starts to swell. And, like, the clitoris becomes more prominent. The hood of the clitoris goes back. And so she was just, like, pointing out all of this to me. As it was before it happened, like, that this woman was already getting turned on. So I was watching, and then she, for 15 minutes, and she was totally, like, moaning and into it and having, like, these rolling orgasms for 15 minutes.
What does the guy get out of this?
Exactly. That's the number one question. And if you go to the One Taste website, that is the number one question that people ask. Mm. And the guy, after you do the training enough, he's completely locked in to her orgasm. Like, he can feel it in his body. I know this sounds crazy, but he, first of all, you learn how to please a woman. And it's really hot watching her get off. Plus, they, like, feel it. Like, the guy afterwards, you do this thing called frames. When you're done performing the orgasmic meditation, you do something called a frame where you, like, talk about what you experienced. And the guy's like, I felt this one moment, like, through, like, I could feel her energy, like, through my body. Like, the guy can, once you're connected, he can feel it.
So too. How much does these perverts have to pay to rub random girls' vaginas?
Nothing. You get trained.
For free?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Honey, this isn't for you because I think you don't even like the vagina.
I love the vagina, but I'm just saying the type of guys that
they're
they get
norm-
the scent.
I'm telling you, I
how tan was the person?
Normal dudes ponytail. That I'm, like, friends with, and they're going to be on the show. Are you not here on Friday?
No, I'm here Friday.
Okay.
I'm going to love it.
The two guys that, okay, so.
Two pervs?
No. There's a bunch of them, and they're totally normal dudes.
Pervs.
No, dude, they're normal dudes. Mm-hmm. And they're guys who are self-aware, and they've learned more about their own sexuality, and they can also, there's also orgasmic meditation for men. But they're going to be on the show, I think this week. I'm trying to get them on the show. I had it performed on me twice, mm-hmm. and why is my phone on? I had the orgasm, so then after that, they're like, okay, Emily, your turn. So I had to like take my pants off, take my underwear off, lie down on a new towel, it's clean, and had this guy start to perform the orgasmic meditation on me, stroking, whatever.
Oh, that's cool. How long did you know this guy before he touched your vagina?
I didn't even know his name.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. So then I did that, and it was awesome. I have to say, it was cool. Like, I don't think that, the woman before me who did it was like, she's done it a million times. I mean, they do a practice where they do it 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your question is a great one. Like, what do the guys get out of it? Because that's the whole thing. So much about sex with women, the way we're trained is like, it's all about pleasing the guy. It's all about pleasing the guy. Like, I should give him a blowjob now, or I should do this, or I should make, how's he feeling? Like, I'm going to moan really loudly and I'll make him feel good. But this is like about female pleasure, which so many men don't understand the vagina at all. They don't understand the clitoris. Like, these guys like know every single part of the vagina because they've been trained in it. And, you know, I'm sure that they get off on it. They do. They're not like having boners and sitting there, but they're learning. There is, I know this is going to sound crazy to you, but there is energy that it gets exchanged when, like, you can feel it in the room when this woman is, like, you could feel her orgasm in your body. And I'm not crazy.
Sounds amazing.
So how many
guys touched your vagina?
Three.
Three guys. Sweet.
Three men. And
it's funny because I kept on saying, oh, you know, you're going to have all these guys. You're like, no, it's women that perform it, blah, blah, blah.
Well, there are some
women.
Were
all these women that were supposed to touch your vagina?
They were there, but it was the men.
Oh.
And they're going to come on the show and talk about it. So the two dudes, two of the guys who did it are going to be. Okay, so that was the one part. So that was like the first 20 minutes on there. I'm like, mm-hmm. But they said that I was a natural and that I was able to go there where a lot of people, like I, because I've done so much meditation, I think it's because I'm able to meditate and I know how to like turn off my mind and kind of, and you're supposed to focus all your energy on your clitoris and your whatever sensations you're feeling from their rubbing. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but afterwards they would describe it. So I was told that I had an amazing clitoris.
Okay.
And that it was very responsive and that these strokes they were doing, he's like, yeah. Like, then we went back upstairs and he was describing to everyone like what he did to me. And he was like, well, I did this stroke where I went the downstroke and the upstroke and then I did the loop. And to me, it just all like I wasn't like, oh, now he's changing strokes now. But I mean, it's a much more involved practice where people who do it 3 times a day. They do it all day long. They do it. The women do it. They all live in the same place where the guys do this meditation. Anyway, so yeah, I did it. And I'm going to do it again. I think it's a good experience. And I think it's good to, I want to expand my orgasm.
Cool. Where's the one?
San Francisco.
Is there like a blowjob version of that?
There is. Not a blowjob, a handjob.
Oh.
No, there is the orgasmic meditation for men. And I think you should do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's the same place.
Same place?
Yep.
And what happens there?
I don't know. Will you do it?
No, I want to know what's going on.
I don't
first.
Know. I've never known the man part. I don't know it. But I think you should do it just for the show. Do one thing for the show, okay?
Okay, I will. I'll try.
So then I did, so then there was that. And then I did naked yoga.
Naked yoga.
I did yoga. And it was like.
Where was this?
This was at their center in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Totally normal people just rubbing random people's vaginas.
I know it sounds crazy, but dude, this is part of my furthering education.
How old were these guys?
Who rubbed my clitoris?
Yeah.
No, one was like 38 and one mm-hmm. was like 28. And they're cool dudes, like not creepy. They didn't have beards and ponytails and they weren't desperate and they weren't like, they get a lot out of it, and I'd like, they're going to be on the show, and you can interview them and ask them.
Okay.
And it's going to blow your mind.
Is it? It's already blowing my mind right now.
Well, I just can't wait till you meet them, because you're going to, it's just polar opposite. Anyway.
Okay.
So then I did naked yoga, because I was like, you know what? I'm here for this weekend, and I'm just going to do anything. Like, I'm just going to surrender. So I did. And I just was like, I'm going to take my pants off. But then I did another ohm. It's called an ohming session where there weren't other people in the room. I did two more throughout the weekend where there weren't people. It was just me and the guy. But here's the thing. It's not sexual in the sense of we don't cuddle after. We don't kiss. We don't.
I missed this part, though. So there was other people watching?
The first time.
How many people were watching?
There was an executive TV producer from a major network.
What?
That I can't mention. And because they're doing a TV show about them, but they weren't filming. And then there was the CEO of the organization and the woman who had just been owned before me. And yeah, there was people watching me.
Wow.
And I don't know I don't know. I'm just comfortable, I guess. I'm just like, I'm here. I'm doing it. I'm sex with Emily. This is what I do for a living. Like, I want to keep, I have people on my show and I interview them. I want to try everything. I want to try everything so I can share. I don't know the conclusive data yet. So what did I get out of it? You might want to know. Like, I think it just is like a really cool practice of like learning your own body and focusing on your own pleasure. And I'd like to be able to learn to, I don't think that I was where that woman was at. Because the second time they did a demonstration, there was another thing that they did, this organization does. So there's a couple there. And they, I don't know how much I can say about them, but they're a famous couple from another country. But they were there because they were doing an immersion course. This was all happening concurrently because their sex life's been sort of waning. They're this young, hot, beautiful couple. And they were like trying to enhance their sex life by doing these different immersions. So we went to this dungeon in the city where they were like paddling each other and there's all this like S&M gear and we all went.
How long was this going on?
2 days. 2.5 days.
You stay at the facility?
I did not stay. I slept at my house. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think there's still more for me to learn about it, but it was pretty cool. Like, fucking massage my clitoris. Why not? I mean, it feels like, yeah, I don't know.
Now, have you been massaged better before by a random gentleman?
Nope.
No? Are you positive? Think about when...
Different. It's totally different. It's a different kind of... Because it's like, you can't just go in there and do it. Like, you have to be trained a certain way. And like, this woman there... And the thing is like that it's not sexual. Like, the people who live there, this woman was talking about how she has a boyfriend, a serious boyfriend, but she has a stroker that strokes her 3 times a day. But that's not...
She has a stroker.
Yeah, and a boyfriend. But it's separate. Like, it's not sexual. Like, I didn't feel like I wanted to have sex with these guys after. Like, I didn't feel like it was... It was separate from that. It was like a separate experience. Does this all make sense?
Kind of, but I don't see why it wasn't sexual at all.
Well, it is sexual for the woman. Like, it is an orgasm, but I didn't have a traditional orgasm. Like, I didn't, you don't like go over, as they say. Like, I didn't climax.
Now, is he looking at you?
He's looking at my clitoris the whole time, but he's not looking at my face.
Really?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he look at your face for good responses?
I think he can. So what you learn through this practice is how to read
a vagina.
A vagina. So for example, the first time that he did it, one guy did it. So 3 guys did it. Nicole, the founder, which I felt honored because she's the founder of it, was in the room. And she was like, okay, go up, go down. Like, she was telling him that she could read my vagina and what it needed and where he should go. And I was like, and telling him things of telling him what to do.
I can't wait to meet these people.
I know. I'm like, you dudes come on the show. You just massage my clitoris. And they're like, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And I'm like, menace have a field day. So it was like a good, I want to do more of these kinds of things. Not just with them, but with anyone. Like, I want to just, whatever. I think that my orgasms and my sex life could improve. Be enhanced.
Even more?
I'm not joining their organization. Don't worry. I'm not moving in. But I thought it was really cool. But we are giving away. They're doing a retreat. It's called the Turned On Women's Retreat. Intimate conversations about women, orgasm, and life. It's September 16th to the 18th. And we're giving away, it's like a $300 value. And we're giving away a free spot to any woman who emails me at feedback@sexwithemily why you think you should be chosen for this retreat. You have to get yourself to San Francisco if you don't live in San Francisco. But, free retreat where you're going to get all this stuff done
to you.
Well,
that's good. You're going to put a link on the website, sexwithemily.com.
Yeah. We'll put a link on the website. So I didn't know what I was going to tell you, but, yeah, naked yoga was awesome, too. Like, I don't know what part of me, why I'm so open and why I'm so – why I guess because my show or whatever, like 10 years ago, would I have been able to do this? I don't know. But they were like, are you ready? Are you sure? They kept talking to me, like, do you have any questions? Are you okay? And I'm like, let's do it. I just took my pants off and lay down and was ready.
Sounds interesting, and I can't wait to talk to these people.
It's not the VMAs or anything.
I know, but I
wasn't hanging with Selena Gomez or Justin Bieber.
But, yeah, just I having a bunch of people watching your vagina get rubbed, it sounds like a party. Was there any champagne involved?
No alcohol.
Damn it.
I know. Oh, no, I had a tequila dinner one night, but that was different. Right. That was separate.
So did you tell any guys that you're dating that you're doing this?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And what were their thoughts?
They're like, Sex with Emily, do whatever you want. Do what you got to do for your show. Do what you got. It's research. I felt that it was full on research. They're in San Francisco. There was a huge piece on them in the New York Times last year. Like, Nicole wrote the book. She was on the show. Like, it's like a real movement. It's not, and she didn't invent Oming. She just invented the one. She just created the organization in San Francisco. But it's been around for a really long time, this practice of orgasmic meditation. People call it different things. But it's a practice that has helped many, many women who are pre-orgasmic, who've never had orgasms before. It helps couples connect on like a really deep, intimate level. Like you really, like I felt really connected to these guys after, like even though it wasn't in a sexual way, it was like you just feel like connected. I don't know. And they would tell me like, so at when you're done with the 15 minutes, there's like, okay, here, like you share like a frame of like a moment of that happened. And he's like, at this one point when I was doing this one thing about halfway through, I felt this wave of your, like they get connected to my orgasm. So it was like, you could feel it through his body. I swear. I'm not making this up. Any other questions?
No, I'm good. I'm going to wait till Friday.
Yeah, I hope I can get him here. For some reason, I thought you weren't going to be here, but hopefully they can come on Friday, yeah, and then you can ask them all the questions you want. Cool. Like, I didn't know, like, there was so much to say anyway. So that was my weekend. And,
How's the dating life?
Good.
Good?
Yeah. Really good. Just, it's good. Dating this guy, and, I think it's good. We're getting along,
and
we're talking, and he's super cool, and he's really...
Didn't he bring up that he wanted to lock you down?
Yes.
He wanted to throw on the chastity belt?
Yes. But obviously, he didn't throw on the chastity belt, because my clitoris got massaged by three strangers.
I know.
And I would have gone for a fourth if I had time.
Has that conversation come up at all after? And what was your response again? Because you kind of blew it off last time, right?
Probably.
Is that familiar. Light getting a little hot right now?
Yeah. What time is it? We gotta make sure it's 1:30. Oh my god!
I know you don't want to answer these questions.
Well,
on to the next subject.
Okay, no, I think so. For as you know, for the last few years, I've been kind of in open relationships and sort of dating, and so that's been fun, and that's been an experience for me, learning to like deal with jealousy and learning to deal with like dating several guys and being honest about it rather than cheating, rather than everyone not knowing what the other one's doing. And so then, yeah, this guy asked me to commit, and I kind of, whatever, we'll talk about it another time.
Okay. That was a lot of build up for nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm already like, it's hard to share all this because I don't know. Why is my...
That's him calling now.
No, it's not. I got to turn off my phone.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So anyway, that was my weekend, and I'll tell you more, and they're going to come on the show, and it's called One Taste if you want to check out their website. What are you laughing at?
That
me?
Was just like a wrench thrown into a garbage can right now.
What? By the whole garbage?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
No, it's okay. We'll get through it. We'll save it for another show.
What, the guy thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't
when
know
you're
what
ready
to say
to talk about it.
I'm not ready to talk about it right now because I'm still processing. Oh, if people want 3 months free of Sex with Emily.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All you have to do is
hell
like
of a transition.
Yeah. All you have to do is like the Sex with Emily Facebook page. Every day, one person will be randomly selected to win a free Sex with Emily membership. If you're already a fan, you're still eligible. And if you're selected, we'll send you a message on Facebook. And some people are totally psyched. They've been getting all these free friends with benefits stuff.
Cool. I will share something. I still have this chick living at my house. So that's why my sex life is not as crazy. And I don't have stuff to share. Because you can't really bring a girl back to your house when you don't have... I mean, when you have another girl living there.
Yeah, that you have sex with sometimes.
Maybe. I have sex with sometimes.
Right. So that's why. I mean, you guys are intimately connected, so you could kick her out. You haven't kicked her out yet.
No.
Why isn't she?
But she is. She is. I swear.
You said that 3 months ago.
I know. But now, for sure.
Do you kind of like her?
I like her. I like hanging out with her, but I don't want to have her be my girlfriend or anything
right.
like that.
But you like having sex with her or whatever. Yeah, that's why. That's
but
why
I'm not like every day having sex with her. Right. I don't want you to think that either because that's not happening.
Okay. Whatever happens is cool. Whatever you want to do. So.
But that's what's going on. That's why you're like, well, you have nothing to share. And I go, well. And then the weekend, I'm just like so hammered anyways, you know.
Right. Well, maybe if you didn't get so hammered, you'd meet someone and then you'd
sex with them. It's not as fun.
Not being hammered?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get hammered.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I have been drinking tequila, though. Oh, I did go out. Oh, but then I went to a super, super fun party on Friday night.
Okay, tell me about this.
Yeah, okay. So my friend Amanda is like a professional party thrower, and she had this amazing party at her house, and it was so cool. She's like, it wasn't at her house. It was at her office, which is super cool in the city, and it was like 3 floors. She had a kissing booth. She had bars with all like unlimited alcohol, a huge food truck outside. Lots of really fun people, and it was an amazing night.
That sounds like a good party.
Yeah, it was such a good party, and she had the best tequila, which I can't remember what it was. Damn. It was this amazing box, like this beautiful box of tequila, and I think that's my new thing, tequila.
Tequila.
Like, we always talk about how it's the female Viagra. But
I turned you on to the tequila on Cinco de Mayo. I got to take credit for that, right?
Yeah, you take credit for that, yeah. Okay. I mean, I've had tequila before, but never like, I think I'm going to make it my drink.
I always drink the silver, though.
Okay.
Never the brown.
Good to know.
Silver. And my new favorite tequila right now is, I don't know how available it is, but it's Tres Agaves. They also have a restaurant in San Francisco, but they have a tequila line.
Oh.
I know in America you can pick them up at BevMo. Delicious.
Okay.
Silver, though. Silver.
Silver.
So there's a couple that I drink. I have the Patron, of course, Cabo Wabo, but I'm really digging this Trace Agaves.
We'll have to have some more drinks. Remember when I made you tequila?
I know.
Margarita?
Yeah, it was good.
I know. I forgot the recipe again. I got to do it again.
All right.
I've got some sex in the news. I wonder what we should do. Email sex in the news. Yeah, we could do a little bit of sex in the news.
Yeah, just do a smidgen.
Okay, just a smidgen of it is like there's not that much. Okay, women who like one night stands hate other women. A new study claims that when it comes to casual sex, women prefer straightforward and aggressive pickup tactics, and men are more than willing to deliver them. Researchers say that women want dudes to forego the small talk, ditch the quirky lines, and get straight to the point, at least when it comes to potential hookups. There's no room for romance when you're looking for a quick lay.
I totally forgot to share a story with you.
Go.
I was at a bar in San Jose, California, and I was hanging out with one of my buddies. And he doesn't usually go up to girls and talk to them, but he's like, hey, look at those two blonde girls. They're super hot. And I go, do you want me to go talk to them? You know, we'll go over there and we'll talk to them. And he's like, I don't know. I was like, dude, let's just go do it. And then these two guys walk up to them before we could talk to them. And you can tell they're like totally frat boys, bros, what we like to call them, you know.
Totally.
And they eventually just walk away. So I immediately walk up to them. I go, so what are you guys doing hanging out with douchebags all night? Right? But the bros, the guys, they heard me.
Oh, no. Did you get your ass kicked?
Like I'm going to get my ass kicked, please.
You just called guys douchebags that heard you.
Yeah. And then they turn around. They're like, what? What did you say? I go, oh, I asked them why they were hanging out with douchebags all night.
So what happened?
Well, the thing is, like, I right when I walked in, the security recognized me from being on the radio. So I was totally cool with them. I was talking with them all night. And my buddy is like this, he's a giant dude. Like, no one's going to mess with him either.
That's a good friend to have.
Yeah, so, like, I see the security started walking this way, the people that I already know, the giant guy there. So I'm just like, I'm just going to talk my mouth off because nothing's going to happen.
I love that you have your security. Yeah.
So then.
Bodyguards.
Then the guy goes, so you're calling me a douchebag? And I go, well, let's see. I go, where are you from? And he goes, what does it matter? What does it matter? And I go, well, it kind of does matter.
Where are they from?
And then he wouldn't tell me, right? And then the security goes, is there going to be a fight? I was like, no, there's not going to be a fight. I'm just trying to figure out where this guy's from. He's like, I'm from San Diego. And I go, oh, well, then you're kind of a douchebag, but I'll leave now. He didn't do anything.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So then they were with the two cute chicks, but you didn't
get them. They weren't with them.
Oh.
But it's just... I just decided
they were sitting near them, and that's why you said, why are you hanging out with the douchebags?
Yeah, so then I just kind of let it go from there.
I love that you had your whole, like, team.
I had backup, man.
Backup, that's awesome.
I love San Jose, California, because...
I've never really been.
I love it there, because outside of San Francisco, you know, there's the Bay Area.
Right.
And, you know, outside of, you know, the Sex and Family Show, I've been doing radio in San Francisco for 13 years. And a majority of all the listeners are in San Jose. So when I go in San Jose...
You're like a rock star.
It's amazing. Like, I walk down the street and people, like, yell my name and stuff.
Are you serious?
Like, I totally forget it because I don't even get any of that here in San Francisco.
Right.
Like, once in a while, somebody will be like, oh, you're a menace. But, like, in San Jose, like, I can just go from place to place. And
I
want to
hang out with you in San Jose.
Just give me free drinks all night.
That's
it's
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah.
You should move there.
I would love to, but I can't get here. I have
that's
to be,
true. You gotta
at
be
work
here at 4 a.m.
early in the morning.
Okay, that's cool.
So San Jose, I love
I'm
you.
Glad you didn't get your ass kicked. Okay, so anyway, what was I saying? This woman in the one-night stands. Experts from Kansas City conducted sex rolls of 1,000 people. So teasing her, whatever. Women with negative, I don't know.
Whoa. Let's rewind. What was the title of this? I know, but I hate when you go, you're just like skimming through the story.
Because...
Like, I'm trying to make out what you're saying.
Okay. So, researchers say that women want dudes to forgo the small talk, ditch the quirky lines, and get straight to the point when it comes to potential hookups. So, apparently, back in prehistoric times, relationships were based on raw instinct. Men picked women who looked good and took them. So, men would take women, like, drag them by their hair back to their cave.
Yeah.
When translated to the modern day, it means being more assertive when approaching a woman.
Yeah.
So the
confidence. It's always confidence.
Confidence, which we talk about all the time, guys. Just be confident. Like, you see a chick, go up and start talking to her. Like, don't be a douchebag.
Don't be a douchebag.
Don't be a pussy, I guess. Yeah. Not a douchebag. Douchebags are different than pussies.
Yeah. Well,
when you say that, like, a douchebag is different than a pussy.
Yeah. Well, these douchebags had confidence, too. They were, like, going up and talk to them.
Well, why
too.
Did you feel threatened by these douchebags?
I didn't feel threatened by them.
Why did you want to trash them? Because you wanted to talk to the cute girls.
Yeah, but I could tell that these girls weren't into the guys that came by because they were like total bros, like what we like to call them. And that's
like
what
their
I
shirts on top kind of thing?
No, they're just like...
Blouses with, like,
okay, let me
blouses,
let me explain in, what a bro is. Like a bro,
please,
to
yeah.
you, it's like kind of like the preppy, like the frat,
preppy,
bo-
right,
frat
right, right,
boy
right.
type of guy.
Right.
And then I could tell that these girls weren't into these guys. So that's what I used as my opening
right.
line. Like, why are you hanging out? Because these guys are douchebags. I could tell that they're douchebags.
Right.
And that's what I just used. What I originally was going to use is because I overheard them saying, people keep on asking us where I'm from all night.
Oh.
So I was going to F with these girls and go,
where are you from?
Where are you guys from? Just to mess with them.
Were they that
but
cute?
Those guys, yeah, they were good looking. My friend right. really, my friend loves blondes, you know,
right.
so.
Right. You don't like blondes, do you? You date brunettes more, it seems.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into, like, the super bleached blonde
right.
girls. That's what my friend is into. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Super bright blonde.
Right. Not your thing.
Yeah.
It's good to know what your type is, what you yeah. like. I always dated blondes for a while. I was into blondes.
Blonde guys?
Blondes, yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Now I don't really have a type. Now I just sleep with anyone and let anyone touch my clitoris. So.
Open for business.
Open for business.
Speaking
Dude,
of here
I feel
in the
so open.
Here
what?
In the Bay Area, apparently a lot of pimps are coming up from Fresno, California to San Francisco.
Why?
Because the prostitution is on the rise up here.
It is in San
yeah.
Francisco?
It is.
Weren't you just saying that you were somewhere where you saw prostitutes? Was that you?
Yeah, here in the
yeah.
city.
It's huh.
in the area called Tender Knob.
Yeah, so there's new pimps coming to the city.
Yeah,
great.
Because it's
we
thriving
do
business.
We should have them on the show.
Because all these ladies, look, you're out there being whores. Like, why don't you get money anyways?
No
you
shit.
Know? More than a free meal.
Right. I know. That's funny. We should get
if
some
you're
going to
be a whore,
show.
just get paid. If
exactly.
If that's how you're going to act, just get paid.
True.
I'm not gonna knock you.
Right. Exactly.
Like, if you act like it, just fill your bank account.
I know. I should have been a hooker in my earlier years. So anyway, I'm not going to finish the story.
Okay, cool. Let's go to emails.
Awesome.
All right.
I love it. We actually don't have... Yeah, we do. Okay. We have emails. We have tons of emails, but... God, I feel so weird.
What's wrong with you today?
I'm trying to, I have a lot going on. I can't decide if I should go to Hawaii this weekend, the Hamptons, my friend's cabin, Burning Man, or stay in the city and work.
I would select out of all those, if I could, I would select Hawaii.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Hamptons because, you know, the weather's been fucked up right over there. Burning Man, no. Hot as fuck. Dirty. No showers.
I like, but there's showers. They don't have a... I stay at the nice place.
Excuse me. they don't have the W Hotel, so I'm not going there. And then what's the other place? Some weird cabin where you're going to talk to people and drink wine. Boring. Go to Hawaii,
dude. I
gave
away my dog for the week.
My friend just got back from Hawaii.
To my friend.
You did? Wait.
I had a breakdown this morning about the dog.
You gave away the dog? The dog is gone.
Kind of. Not really forever.
The dog is gone.
No, the dog is not gone. The dog is gone. The dog is gone.
I'm not hearing you. Hold on. The dog is gone. Breaking news, everybody. Sex and Emily, breaking news. The dog is gone. How long did you have the dog? You don't have to feel like a failure. It's okay.
Really? That's what my best friend said this morning. She's like, don't feel like a failure. It's not gone forever. Just for this week.
Oh.
And last weekend and the weekend before. But I called my friend John, who's my ex or whatever, one of my best friends, and he said he would share her with me. And it was just like too much. It was like too much with the dog, and I have a lot going on, and I needed space. So you took the dog for a week.
So I was right. Just say I was right. Say I was right.
You're right.
Okay.
It's hard. I'm a single parent. I was a single parent. My house was a mess. It's pooped and peed all over.
What? God, I need to pull all the audio tape. I would love somebody that's a listener that knows how to edit audio. I would love you forever if you can just compose a piece of when we start talking about the dog. I tell her not to get the dog, and then how she says the dog is amazing, and then it just starts progressing to the dog has problems and down to this moment right now.
It's a very high maintenance dog. I'm a very high maintenance person.
Feedback@sexonly.com. Send the MP3. I will love you forever.
She's not gone forever. She's just we're taking a break from each other.
Oh, taking a break now.
Yeah, it's not forever.
It means, yeah.
She's with my friend.
Do you know what happens when you say to your partner, just a quick break?
It means you want to break up.
Yeah.
I just think that with everything going on in my life right now, I can't handle it. Today's show feels different. Does it feel different to you?
I guess. I don't know. You seem like...
The energy?
You're out of it or something.
Really?
What's going on?
Not out of it. No.
No?
No, no, no. No, no, no. I'm just...
I'm trying to work through you here.
I know.
With you.
Trying to work with me.
I'm trying to see
where... You're like, dude.
Where are we going?
I'm like, the dog. I'm reading an email.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah, I can't.
You have an ADD today. So how do you have all these options?
Because my friend has a house in Hawaii, and not her house, but like one of her clients gave her a house, like this beautiful 5-bedroom house in Kauai. Then my friend has a house in the Hamptons that we could stay in, which would be amazing. I've never been to the Hamptons. What? Have you been?
I've never been, but I've seen so much stuff on the Hamptons.
I know, but I think it'd be like a cool experience.
Yeah.
East Coast, whatever. And then... what's Burning Man? All my friends are at Burning Man this year, which is this big crazy festival in the desert.
I say you take me to Hawaii.
Do you want to go to Hawaii? You could come.
I would love to go.
What are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend,
it's a big weekend. Labor Day. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm supposed to go to 2 concerts, but...
Boring. You do that all the time.
Yeah. I would much rather go to Hawaii.
Okay.
I was supposed to go to the Lil Wayne concert.
Yeah.
I just saw him at the VMAs. That's cool.
You're
and then
like
some, like... Some random like rave type festival thing that I'm supposed to go to.
Okay.
So I say that you should fly me on a private jet to Hawaii, and I'd be happy. When will you be back?
Monday.
Monday. When will you fly out?
Thursday maybe or Friday.
Flying out Friday. Take me.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. Okay, let's read some emails.
Okay, what you got?
Because we should talk about sex more rather than my own clitoris. Okay. Now that I can message you after a few problems, dear Emily, now that I can message you a few problems, I'm curious if it's too soon to be trying all this new stuff you talk about with my girlfriend of 9 months. I'm only 18. The sex was never bad to begin with. Mitch, he's from Calgary, and he's a premium Friends with Benefits member. So he wants to know, he says sex isn't bad, but should he try all the sex tips that he's learned on Sex with Emily?
And he's 18?
Yeah. Sure.
What?
I mean, not all of them, but why not try, like, incrementally? When I give these sex tips...
What about experimenting, like, trial and error?
Yeah, like, experiment with this stuff. Like, experiment. Don't do it all at once. Maybe decide that there's one thing a week that you want to do. Like, maybe when you're listening to the show, you should jot down notes and be like, I'm going to try that, like, once a week. Try something new. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you should do with a lot of... I think a lot of couples who are struggling with their sex life or having issues with their sex life and they want to enhance it and they want to improve it, it can be very overwhelming. Just like anytime you're trying to make a change in your life, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to do whatever, you're like, oh my God, there's such this big thing. But if you break it down into small, tiny pieces and you're like, I'm going to try one thing. I'm going to perform oral sex on my girlfriend this way. And then you're going to take one of my tips and do it. So I don't think that it's 9 months is a perfect time to start trying new stuff because it's going to start getting boring in about 3 months. I love when you do that.
I was just thinking, I'm just trying to think of the progression of the things that he should try. Do you think it should start off with new positions?
Yeah, new positions.
New positions first, and then before you start getting into playing. And
Yeah. New
because
positions.
I just don't, at 18 years old, I just don't want him to be burnt out by, his sex burnout by 22 because, hey, man, I've done everything.
Yeah, I don't think you should do everything, you know, but
I've
do what feels good.
Bro.
Like, I mean, do kids do threesomes younger these days? I don't know. But I think that, I don't know. I think the tips are really good, like with your girlfriend, like things about like pleasing her, like doing, performing foreplay in a different way.
I just don't want him end up
touch
doing,
her nipple, see if she can have a nipplegasm.
Doing the human centipede by the age of 23.
Right. I don't know. I don't think that you're not having bad sex. You say that the sex is not bad to begin with, and I think not bad isn't amazing, and sex can always get better. And so that's kind of like where I'm at, that I feel like sex can always get better, and I just feel like I don't feel like I've had the best sex in my life. I feel like I still want to have better sex.
And more.
And more frequent sex. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mitch. I hope that was helpful. I think it was. Okay, hi, Emily. I am a recently divorced girl from Raleigh. Last night, after over a year of a dry spell, I had sex. It was okay with the exception of one major thing.
Uh-oh.
The condom slipped off during sex. We were doing it missionary style, so I'm not sure when it came off, but think...
He totally took it off.
We stopped having sex immediately when it did. Like I said, though, not sure. So what should I do now? Can you give me some guidance on if I need to get tested, take the morning after pill, etc.?
Well, you're also a little late for the morning after pill.
Why? No. She just wrote this like yesterday.
Oh, she did?
Also, what are good standards for getting tested for STDs? Once a year? After every partner? Only having been with my husband before and us only having been with each other this one time. It's all new terrain. Thanks, Kelly from Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a premium Friends with Benefits member. You know if you're Friends with Benefits member, you get your emails answered right away. So the standard for STDs are to get tested every year, and usually what they test you for is chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV. And that you should do every year when you go see your gynecologist. STDs you should be tested for regularly is cervical cancer, but not nearly. And then STDs with testing is not recommended unless you know you've been exposed. These systems are syphilis, genital herpes, hepatitis B, bacterial vaginosis. So as far as the morning after pill, if it was just like a day ago, you could take the morning after pill. Was there semen? I don't know did you look at the condom? Did it come off? Was there semen in it? Or was it just totally off and there was semen inside you? You're going to have to make that decision. I know a lot of people who, like, at the slightest chance of being pregnant, do take the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time of month you're at. I mean, it's, of course, you can still get pregnant when you can't get pregnant. Like, people get pregnant on their period, even though you think you can't get pregnant on your period. But, like, are you close to your ovulation date, which is 10 to 14 days after your period? Those are all things I would weigh. But I would talk to your doctor. I mean, yeah, if it's only been a day, you could take the morning after pill if you're that nervous. Or, and as far as sexual testing, I would get tested. You don't need to get tested after every partner, but especially if you're using condoms, but I would say once a year for sure get tested.
Good advice.
Thanks, Menace.
I think she should take the morning after pill right now.
Yeah, you're going through divorce. It's your first.
I don't think you should
wait
for the show.
Don't wait for the show.
Wait to hear from the show.
Don't wait to hear from me. Take the morning after pill. I have a lot of friends who just like pop it when there are like something like that happens. I've took it once.
They have it on. They just have it in the house.
No, you have to get it from your doctor. You have to get it prescribed.
No, I think you can just get it over the counter now.
Really?
I believe so. Really? Walgreens and stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't think you cash.
I swear. I'm going to Google that real quick.
Google that real quick.
I swear. But
yeah,
you can buy
I just don't like all putting out those hormones. It's like getting your period. It's like the hormones in your body can be intense, and I'm really sensitive, which is why I'm not on the pill anymore, is because it can make you super sensitive, and then to put all those hormones in your body. But if you don't want to get pregnant, take the morning after pill. Okay, dear
Emily. Wait. So what did it do to you?
It made me like, I don't know, it's hard to tell the difference, but I feel like it made me more emotional, more mood. More moody, you just have those side effects. It's like you're taking like high doses of hormones and stuff, whatever's in it.
So you would just cry on a dime?
Yeah. And I get like that before my period too. You've seen me like that day. You've seen me be really emotional before my period.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like guys don't get it. Like crazy. We really become crazy. Like you really do feel like you're going insane and you want to. Some people feel like I do, like I want to murder everyone and chop them into small pieces just for a day though. Next day, I feel fine. What does it say?
Yeah, you can. FDA is okay. Okayed Plan B to be sold
over the counter. You have to get a prescription
without a.
What does it say?
You just have to be 18.
Mm, okay, I don't know. Maybe
because no one under 18 has sex.
Right. morning. But I know a lot of people do it, and I'm just super. I'm talking about my own personal experience. I'm really sensitive to it, so. Yeah, but there was one time the condoms was off. I was with this dude. Definitely didn't want to get pregnant. Took it. It was fine.
Didn't want to get pregnant with that guy.
Not with that guy. Okay. Dear Emily, iPhone app question. I was just wondering how long until I should see improvement in stamina. Oh, this is my app. I have an app called Kegel Camp, and you can get it in the iTunes store on your iPhone. Great app, by the way. I hope doing these regularly that I'll see improvement. Do you have any other expert advice for lasting longer, i.e. drinking more water, etc.? Thanks, TJ. I think you should see improvement within a month. And God, I just did a whole show about improving stamina and lasting longer. On Thursday, I think it was. If you want to go back to Thursday's show, I literally spent like forever on it. And or maybe were you here that day? Maybe it was Friday. I think it was Friday when I went through all those tips for men and premature ejaculation. Right? There's like, yeah, here it is. There's like the stop-start method. There's all these methods that you can do for masturbation. Like you could get to the point of no return. You practice through masturbation where you're about to masturbate and then you stop and then you start and you stop, you start. There's a book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man, which is awesome that you could read, and it will help you with that. Or go listen to Friday's show when I got down with that information.
Yeah. Masturbation is key.
Masturbation is key.
Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect. Masturbation, like Menace is the pre-gamer that he is. Okay, so we got to get into our sex tips, what makes a guy creepy, because this is day two. We have five left.
Okay.
Ready? This is what makes a guy creepy. Are you dating a creepy guy? Does he keep tabs? Acting like a parole officer is never a good idea. Ever get the feeling that if certain exes could have installed a GPS on you, they would? The tabs keeper usually says something like, hey, you didn't call me back. Where have you been? Why didn't you call me back right away? That might be creepy. Or
you would hate that.
I would hate that. I would date a guy like that for 3.2 seconds. I would be the worst woman for today. I can't date me like that.
Well, I was getting my vagina rubbed by three random guys. That's where I was.
I know. The guy that I'm dating was like, so actually you, because then we had sex. So he was like, so you've had four people rub your vagina this week.
Wow.
This weekend. I was like, yeah, I guess that's about right if you do the math.
Now, is it okay if he got three hand jobs from other people?
Yeah.
At this point? It's cool.
If it was through this organization.
Oh, okay, yeah. Through the organization.
You're going to do it, Menace. You need to expand.
I will expand.
Will you do
my
it?
My wiener. Yes.
I think this is going to be so good for you. Okay. We're going to do it. Okay, if he's too touchy-feely. Some guys think they're entitled to invade a woman's personal space just because they finally got her to go on a date with them. It's amazing how many guys put their hands all over women uninvited, considering how creepy it is. It is creepy when like you're first with a guy and he just touches you all and he keeps touching you. Like sometimes it's nice, like hand on your arm or whatever on your shoulder, but the guys who are like all over you, way too creepy.
Yeah, I've seen some video that we can't speak of, but there was some date that you're videotaped on. And the guy was totally creepy.
I know. He was all over me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Not creepy. And he tried to kiss me and make out with me.
Yeah. Many times.
Ew. Okay.
That's the first thought that came into my head.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day people will get to see that video.
They will get to see that video. everyone's going to see it in the world. Straight up stalking. The internet is a useful tool for stalking, but the timeless old school method of materializing wherever someone goes is still alive and well. And please stop following me just because you want to see my beautiful smile and more. So just stalking, like just being on the internet, stalking you, stalking wherever you go.
Yeah, creepy. Just sending them messages online, on Facebook and stuff like that, like in the chat.
If you like a chick, do you talk on her Facebook page? Do you chat on her Facebook page and comment on things?
No. I don't do that in general, but definitely not anybody that I
like. If you like them, you just stay, like the Facebook page is off limits.
Yeah, I won't talk to them on chat, even if I see them online. I'm like, oh, hey, I won't do that.
Okay, got it.
I'll let them do it to me, and then I'll have a conversation, but I will not instigate.
You just let the chicks come to you. When are you going to go after the chick? Because I think the chicks that come to you, you don't fully respect in a way.
What do you mean?
It's so easy. It's so easy for that they come to you. Don't you kind of want to do the chasing because you're a man?
No.
Inherently, I think you do.
That I want to go chase a woman?
I think you should do a little chase. Totally.
They're open for it.
Yeah, chase.
If they're open for the chase.
Okay, dirty talk. When dirty talk goes awry, things get hot and heavy. The record scratches and it ruins the mood. Wait, you're going to do to my what, to my what? So dirty talk is great. We love dirty talk. We talk about it all the time. But some guys can be a little creepy with the dirty talk. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode? Do you ever watch Seinfeld?
Yeah, I love Seinfeld.
Okay, do you remember the Seinfeld episode when Jerry was like, he was talking dirty to someone, and he's like, I laid your pant, what is it? The panties I laid out for your mother or something. Like he says something that he can't believe that he said, and it's like really creepy, and the girl leaves because he like said the creepiest thing.
I had that something similar happen to me. I was in the middle of having sex. Yes, I do have that occasionally.
No,
this is quite a few years ago though, because I never have sex anymore. Where, you know, we're having dirty talk back and forth, and then I mentioned having sex at somebody else's house. I remember when we had sex at blah, blah, blah's house. And like, she totally like got turned off by that because I mentioned the other person's.
Wait, what do you mean? You mentioned someone else's name?
Yeah, because I mentioned somebody else's name. And it was some
other
guys.
Was it her that you had sex? So you weren't like wrong.
No. I was just mentioning like, oh, at my friend's house. Remember when we had sex at blah, blah's house? And she's just like, I don't know. She got upset by that.
Because
you
weird.
Know women are crazy, right?
Women are not crazy, but that's weird. She get upset that you were... Because dirty talk, a lot of it is about recalling past experiences.
Yeah.
Or like, that's so hot when this happens or whatever.
Maybe next time I should just mention the city instead of individuals.
Exactly. You don't know. Women, we're in the moment. We're caught up. And then you say something and it's like... Mm-hmm. Okay. Strange hobbies and obsessions. Maybe it's the guy who saw Harry Potter in the theater dresses Harry Potter. And then there's the things that carry stigma, like guys who play Dungeons and Dragons and wear the same trench coat every day. So anyway, whatever. Guy who does strange things, strange hobbies, strange obsessions could be a little creepy. But I kind of think those guys are cool.
The Uber nerds, the guys that go to Comic-Con and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to judge them. But
there's so many people that have their own hobbies. Like I have a step uncle that's super into trains. Like,
that's
he has a
cute.
Crazy elaborate train, like electric train setup, you know?
No problem. I don't like
it. But he has a hot wife.
It
doesn't matter.
Does he? Whatever.
Yeah.
Train. I love a guy. I just like a guy who's passionate about something. So I don't really care if he. I might be weirded out if he dresses out of Harry Potter and went to see Harry Potter.
Why are you not getting Harry Potter? What about Star Wars?
I don't want to see you dress up as R2-D2. What?
You just stabbed a bunch of guys in the heart right now.
Sorry. Okay, number 10, too close to mom. If his mom is his best friend, you might want to continue your search elsewhere. We all know that certain mothers love to get in the middle of relationships if they're thinking their son is not with his idea of a great girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love a guy who loves his mom, but like too close to the mom, like my mom says no, my mom says da 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 da. Like that's my mom, that's a little too much. So that's what I got for you. Creepy.
Right.
That's what's creepy. And this is what I have to say too. This is the very last day that people can vote for us to become the top 5 podcast, to become the number 1 greatest podcast in San Francisco. Go to sfweekly.com. There's a banner.
Did you put a link on sexlemmy.com? No. You guys.
What are such an idiot.
What am I going to do with
Why
you
Why don't
guys?
We do that? Why don't we do... Oh, we didn't. Oh, Stacey, you just want to like...
What?
You just want to like...
It's cool. I tweeted it out.
Cry.
Why?
Because why didn't I do that? Okay, SF Weekly, I put it all over Facebook.
Okay, then go to your Facebook, facebook.com.
SFWeekly.com, there's a link, and it's at the, we're in item 20. You click on that, and then submit at the bottom, and you voted for us. And it's the last day, and we really, really want to win because we are the best podcast in San Francisco.
Go to facebook.com/sexwithemily. All the instructions are there, and click on the link. How about that?
Perfect. You were going to do something, but you didn't. Whatever. Thanks, everyone.
What do you mean? I've been tweeting it out. I tweeted it out today.
Yeah, but you were going to do a special voting
the Facebook
link.
Thing. I am. I just, the person
it's
that
day.
I... No, not that.
Something else?
Yeah, I wasn't doing the special voting thing.
I thought you were doing it for that.
No, we wanted to go on some other podcasts and promote it, but we didn't have time.
Right, we're busy. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.